From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two executive actions designed to enhance U.S. security, for the more far-reaching of which restricts any Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Friday's executive order titled Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States calls for suspension of visas and other immigration benefits to citizens of countries of particular concern. President Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House, then spoke with reporters in a joint news conference. More from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
After his first White House meeting with the world leader,
this is our first visit, so great honor.
President Donald Trump said he hopes to develop good relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I don't know the gentleman. I hope we have a fantastic relationship. That's possible, and it's also possible that we won't.
During a joint briefing with British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump said it's too early to determine whether to lift sanctions on Russia for backing separatists in eastern Ukraine and annexing Crimea. Russia's actions raise tensions with NATO, which Trump has criticized as obsolete. But May said both reaffirmed their support for the alliance.
We're united in our recognition of NATO as the bulwark of our collective defense.
While the two acknowledged their differences, they also renewed what Trump called their nation's special relationship. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken by phone with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, a conversation Trump described as very, very friendly. A day after Peña Nieto canceled a planned trip to Washington, Trump said the talk lasted for about an hour and said the two of them will be working on a fair relationship. This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted that Assad must relinquish power in Syria as part of any peace agreement. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean, while one person was in fact found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, a record number. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor at a nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images. It said indicated that Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has begun her work as the new U.S. ambassador at the United Nations. The former governor, who has little experience in foreign policy and international relations, but was overwhelmingly confirmed by the U.S. Senate, said she is ready to reform the United Nations, an organization frequently criticized by Republicans for being too costly.
For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. And this administration is prepared and ready to go in, to have me go in, look at the UN, and everything that's working, we're going to make it better. Everything that's not working, we're going to try and fix. And anything that is seems to be obsolete and not necessary, we're going to do away with.
Many people across the Pacific region began celebrating the arrival today of the Lunar New Year, which this year is known as the Year of the Rooster. In China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and to bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. In South Korea, the Lunar New Year is a time to remember family members who were separated from their relatives decades ago living in the North. Twice Oscar-nominated British actor John Hurt has died. He was 77. Hurt is best known for the films Midnight Express and The Elephant Man. A prolific actor, Hurt had a career that spanned more than 50 years in television, film, and work. He was born on January 22, 1940, in Chesterfield, England. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.